Hello, it's Tuesday, February the 16th, and we're in the Ascent Psalms. Today is a wonderful psalm, a known outside of the Ascent Psalms, has a life of its own, Psalm 130. And this is the psalm that Martin Luther labeled Pauline, that this was a Pauline psalm. In other words, for Luther, there was gospel in this psalm, and not just gospel, but there was justification by faith alone, in Christ alone, apart from the works of the law. That doctrine that he came to believe in somewhere in the late, not quite, I think, in 1517, when he nailed the 95 Theses to the castle church door at Wittenberg. He was still a little confused, I think, at that point. It was maybe a couple of years later before, as we say, the penny actually dropped. Out of the depths, out of the depths, I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. And you can imagine why Luther was drawn to this psalm. It's almost like an autobiography of the experience that he had been going through for 10 years or more. A Bible teacher and scholar at a university that he was, and studying the Psalms and lecturing on the Psalms and this one. How can a man or woman have assurance that our sins are forgiven? And Luther was in the depths. He was flagellating himself. He was denying himself. He was fasting. But to no avail. There was no road to assurance with those kinds of actions, until he came to see that there is forgiveness with God, that he may be feared, when you put your trust in Jesus, that the righteousness that God demands is a righteousness that he provides in Christ. It is Christ's obedience and not ours that saves us. This is a psalm that speaks about waiting. And three times in verses 5 and 6, I wait for the Lord. My soul waits in his word, I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchman for the morning, more than watchman for the morning. And there's an impatient kind of waiting when you're at a red light and it's taking forever to change. You might get a little impatient. But then there's the patient waiting, patience with hope, patience with confidence, patience with assurance, waiting on God's timing, when things are right for God to do what he needs to do for you. A psalm then full of assurance, a psalm that waits upon the Lord and hopes in him, verse 7. For with the Lord there is steadfast love, there is chesed, O love that will not let me go. That's this beautiful psalm, a Pauline psalm, Luther said, Psalm 130. Have a wonderful day.